Pentagon Spock Kirby, there were issues with how the word imminent translates in Ukraine. By Pam Key on February 2, 2022. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said Wednesday on CNN Newsroom that because of issues in the Ukrainian language with the word imminent, the White House was not going to use it. Anchor Victor Blackwell said, Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, this week, detailed the increase in forces along the Ukraine-Russia border. The additional forces going into Belarus as well just north of Ukraine. But we heard from the White House that they will no longer describe potential invasion as imminent. Even though we're seeing an increase in forces, why the rhetorical shift? Kirby said, well, I think there were some issues about how that word translates in Ukraine, literally. The bottom line is we believe that, and you've heard Secretary Austin say this last week. We believe that he, Putin, has a lot of military capability. He continues to add to his options, and he could execute any number of options pretty much on very short notice. So we're watching this seriously. We know that he's got capabilities if he wants to invade again very, very soon, he could do that. Blackwell said, you said it's more about how that word translates in Ukraine. We know President Zelensky asked for the White House to tone down some of the, as he called it, tomorrow is war talk. Is that what this is about? The U.S. does not believe an invasion any more likely, any less urgent than it was 24 hours ago? Kirby said, I would just tell you here at the Pentagon. We watch this every single day and every single day. We see him add to his capability, his options. We are treating those additions with great concern. That's what led to these decisions to shore up NATO's eastern flank. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanin.